This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's MUT Radio shaping on the future. We're still here at Student Center where there is APSA EDHE Innovation Challenge launch. That is launched right here at Mangosuthu University of Technology. And I've just seen we page lay EDHE that the grand prize amounts up to 1,050,000 rand. That is a lot of money up for grabs. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be nice. And hopefully you're still listening to the show because there are a lot of speakers that are still going to join us on the main stage. But right now I got the most important guest that we could ever have right here on MUT Radio. We got our professor, our principal and vice chancellor, Professor Nokutula Sibiya, joining me right now on MET Radio. Prof, welcome to MET Radio once again.
It is always a pleasure. Thank you. Greetings to the listeners.
Yes, thank you very much, Prof. So, the program, the challenge actually is launching at MET. What does this mean for MET?
It means a lot. You know, when you talk Mlazi, people are so scared. Whenever I offer, would you please come and host you at MUT? No, we are scared of this. We are scared of this in the location. Da, da, da. But they've seen that we are safe and we are survivors. Yes. So it's quite exciting for me. Remember last year, we celebrated 45 years of our existence. So it's quite an honor and a privilege for us to host such an important event.
Thank you very much, Prof. So maybe if you can highlight for us, Uti, how is MUT as an institution out of the 26 public universities in South Africa promoting entrepreneurship among students?
Yeah. As you are aware, unemployment rate is very high.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that we produce graduates who are not only going to be employees, but we want graduates who are going to be employers. And as I indicated in my speech, when I was asked during the interview for the DVC RIE position, I did indicate that my vision is to have MUT as an entrepreneurial university. So we are getting there. We've just acquired land. And part of that land, it will be used for establishing the entrepreneurship center, where we will offer space, where we'll offer a platform for students to start their own businesses so that they, by the time they leave, they have at least well-established businesses.
Thank you very much, Prof. So just to continue a little bit, are there the like supports that you are giving to students? Because we had Mrs. Mutebu joining us, and she said you were in a meeting discussing this. So should we expect anything soon that is going to support students?
Yes. I attend all events that relate to entrepreneurship. And maybe that's the reason why YouSAF decided that MUT must launch, because I attend all, and I'm very vocal to say, as an university that has 70% of students that are less first funded, it shows that they come from not so good a background. So as the vice chancellor and the accounting officer of the university, I do commit to support students. That is why in my speech I did indicate that we are in the process of offering a compulsory module on entrepreneurship, so that each and every student at least gets information, gets skills on entrepreneurship. Because my ultimate, my vision is for MUT to be able to offer a fully fledged program on entrepreneurship.
That is amazing, Prof. So before I let you go, I just want to know, this is a very important program. So can you say it somehow aligns with MUT's vision and mission statement?
Exactly. It does. And again, as we are aware that our current strategy is ending in December 2020. Fortunately, tomorrow, I'm presenting our draft strategy to council. Remember, it's the highest structure of the university and the responsibility of approving the strategy. And again, when looking at the strategic goals for 2026 to 2030, it's a standalone strategic objective, entrepreneurship, because I did not want it to be lost in some strategic objective. So it's a fully fledged strategic objective for the new strategy 2026 to 2030. So that shows how committed we are as MUT in driving entrepreneurship.
So as someone who was born and bred in Umlazi, as you always say, so how do you hope this supports maybe the communities out there?
We have a community strategy at MUT, and our plan is to is to be embedded, is to be integrated with the community, because our students do not come just from the vacuum. They come from Umlazi, they come from the surrounding townships and the province at large. So our plan is to as part of entrepreneurship, we're not only looking at capacity building our students only, but we've got plans also of capacity building the community. That's the reason why I'm saying we're excited that we've acquired land in April, 2 months ago. The MEC for Public Works was here and to hand over the project. So all that we are waiting for now is to receive it in paper to receive it in writing that the land is ours. And as I indicated, part of the plan, the bulk of the land will be dedicated for the entrepreneurship center. So it's quite exciting that we have APSA here. So I have to sweet talk APSA so that they pump in money assisting us to set up the center.
Yes. Thank you very much, Prof. Thank you very much for joining us on MET Radio once again. And we hope the program becomes a success. And hopefully one of our own at MET is going to walk away with the prize money of 500,000 rand. We're hopeful for that one. Thank you very much, Prof.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Yes, this was our own Vice Chancellor and Principal.
This is an MET Radio podcast.